Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Hello, everybody. Listen, I'm sitting here in awestruck of new technology. And a little later on, I'm going to be introducing my new assistant. And she and I talked, and I got a brand new HTC Thunderbolt phone. How modern am I? The only problem is I don't know how to do the headset. So anybody that's in the chat room can, during the course of the show, let me know how it sounds and if I've not done it right, set me straight, everybody. So we're here in February. This is an amazing, amazing number. If anybody in the chat room are listening, let me know if you know anything about numerology. Numerology, today's date is 02-20-2012. So I'm not positive if that's significant, but February is always the month of love. And with that, I have a guest. She's not new. She's been on my show before I took the hiatus to do something else for a while. And this is the Psychic Love Lady, and her name is Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Nancy.
No, I'm sounding fine. Thank you, Bridget. This is a young lady that I met, I think, one of our shows, and she's a young woman with a family. And all of these years I've been doing this, and I've always encouraged people not to be bashful and not to give up and to create as many ways as they enjoy to make a living. And she's made a tremendous new big step. And I do see we have some callers in the holding pattern. One of them I recognize. So I know this person's in here to get a reading. Hold on. We're going to do a couple things, and then we'll get to you before the chat room, people calling in, it gets too many. Rebecca, why don't you share with us the psychiclovelady.com is your first website, correct?
No, it's .org.
.org. My goodness, an organization. Okay. The
psychiclovelady.org. It's not an organization. I guess they changed .com, .org or whatever, and they made .org like a .com.
Okay, so before we get any further along, you still have this as a good website. In your own words, what is the name of this website?
It's thepsychiclovelady.org.
Okay. We were talking about the ending. We're going to get people confused. Well, tell us about that site, and then tell us about your new site.
That site is where I do my spiritual teachings, and like I channel things. Like I did a blog just recently about writing a letter and manifesting your soulmate to you, and some steps you can do to write Cupid to get the ball rolling, the energy clearing, to get Cupid to send your soulmate to you. And I also offer readings on that website.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Now, I know you've been successful, and of course life takes its ins and outs and turns, and you've had some life experiences that kind of pushed you into a new direction, moving and creating people to come and go in your life. And that promoted this new idea of the new site. So tell us of the new site that you've created.
The new site is RebeccaMedley.com, and it's called Confessions of a Witch Wife. On there,
ooh,
I post how to clear energy, create good energy in your home, steps to do from the living room, kitchen, bedroom, bathrooms. I change everything on there monthly. So every month there'll be something new on the website. I also blog about my daily life, that I have challenges and other things. And I do house scopes.
You do house what?
House. a house scope's on there. A house scope is like a horoscope, but instead it's to bring new energy into your home.
Oh, wow. Tell us about that. That sounds really neat.
I just tune in on the Aries. And whatever comes to me to tell Aries to help them move energy in their home, I just post it on there. And I noticed when I coincided, like, each sign represents a different element. Like, Aries is fire, if I ain't mistaken. And I noticed, like, each sign that was, like, one was air. Or I noticed that they talked more about bringing that element into your home to help clear.
That's wonderful. At one time I did house clearings on my own, and then I got in ghost investigation. And I think that mm-hmm. there's so many ways that people's energy will change a house's life force. And I've told people over and over, when people move or they're going to move, and they walk in a house, and just today I had a client inquire, when am I going to find that one? And all the questions that would go along with that. And I said, the couple before you took care of the house and loved it. And it wasn't like she was interested in their energy. She was interested in her energy, reflective, liking the house. I said, you have to know that the people living before you there put a lot of emphasis on how the house feels about itself. So with mm-hmm. that, I'm sure that you find that very common. People will get a house, live in a house, and the energy in the walls vibrate differently. And you'll have a lot of conflict. It'll attract a lot of ghosts. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. if teenagers and children, they can also disrupt the living life force of the dwelling.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I also noticed just from moving around a lot, some houses I just don't like the energy.
Uh-huh.
And I won't stay there long.
Isn't that amazing? I really believe in that. And when I walked into the house I live in now, I've been here 3.5 months, and the house had had a lot of unfortunate discord before. And, in fact, the neighbors mm-hmm. were afraid of the people and everything. I walked in, and it felt like a little child, like a little boy. And I went and put my hand on the wall as though to pat it softly. And once we put, you know, did this and whatever, fixed the house up, it just smiled all the time. And I said, mm-hmm. my husband, I said, is that possible? And that is what you're promoting. If someone out there has a problem with their home and they really don't know how to fix it, with your unique psychic abilities, I believe that you are very gifted. And I promote you on that. Everybody, hey, you know, I think that you're capable of sensing out what it takes to make a house happy. And you have to appreciate everybody. This is a child's house. It's only 6 years old. But what if you bought a house 75, 80, 90 years old? How would you take mm-hmm. and remove all the built up of decades of negative life forces? This is what Rebecca does. So for you out there who need her services, I'm going to ask her to real carefully give out the name of her website again that does the clearings. Go ahead, Rebecca.
It's Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Medley, MEDLEY.com.
There you are. Just sounds so simple. With the clearings, you talk about the house clearings. What other energy work do you do?
Mainly just what I do on people. I just scan their energy and let them know what's blocking them from moving ahead in life. A lot of people I know, a lot of it's just their diet.
Really?
I noticed that.
Explain that.
A lot of it, because you think about it, food is the fuel for your body. And if you're putting in crappy fuel, your body's not going to run very good.
And so your website, because some people may not be looking at the website, let us have an idea on how you can help somebody. Because a lot of people would be afraid to talk to somebody about their diet. I got to lose weight. And all the drama that goes with eating. How can you let me know by telling me a story or tell me how you help somebody or what your theory is to have someone listen to this and say, oh, She's the one I need to talk to.
I had a client with cancer, and I told her lab it was what she was eating coinciding with the treatments, and she changed her diet to totally life force, which is like alkaline, if you Google an alkaline diet, and she's in remission.
You moved her from an acid diet?
Huh?
You moved her from an acidic diet to an alkaline diet?
Yes.
And
you would not believe how much acidic we put in our bodies. And that's low-grade fuel. And it makes you run low and your vibration's not very high and you naturally attract lower vibrational stuff. And that's not necessarily like spirit, but it's also people, circumstances.
Wow. That's kind of awesome. I think it's pretty scary to think that we could be eating the wrong foods, and though we won't cause cancer, we will cause a dysfunction that will continue with cancer. Now, with that, I've had cancer, and people say, well, Nancy, now that you've been in this for so many years, if you got cancer again, what would you do? I says, well, I guess I would go to the docs, and then I would follow my own procedures, because I just recently, actually twice recently, and I want to be real careful how I word this, sometimes the treatment is as harsh or more harmful the treatment than the cancer itself or the disease. So we have to put our mind in the balance along with the balance of our body. I've got caught up with a new term, a meat jacket. And I got it from Gaga. Lady Gaga, I thought she was just fabulous in the meat jacket. What a statement. And it is who we are, just meat. How do you treat it? How do you love it? How do you take care of it? Do you treat it badly by staying out all night and drinking alcohol that you shouldn't? You can always have a glass of wine, but how much do you have? And it's the same with food, same with combinations of food. How many of you have eaten something that gives you gas and you turn around and eat something else that gives you gas or constipation? And you go, whoa, that felt terrible. Are you realizing what is happening? And I'm sure Rebecca will give you her qualifications here, is that we have to become aware. And it's so simple. I just found out that bananas are very wrong for your body. Some people can tolerate for my body. I eat bananas for years, and I have this intestinal issue. I stopped eating bananas, and I'm healthy again. And it's like the vibration of banana did not coincide with my higher resonating body. I'm always busy. I'm always working. And it's almost like what bananas did to me is not a pleasant topic for a radio show. Sometimes it can be very simple, very simple. So I think that that's where Rebecca is coming from with her most stable personality. She has investigated and looked at this. And so your website, you present an opportunity to learn about eating and health cleansing. Do you offer anything else?
I just do like psychic medium readings too.
And of course, I suspect, as our chat room is starting to fill up, you probably specialize in romance.
Well, I don't like answering cheating questions. I refuse to answer them. But I guess, what I do is I just tune into the person, and I just tune into their personalities. And some people just aren't compatible, or they're doing this, which they can just make a change if they like. I know change is not easy, and if you're not willing to make a change, then you should probably let the relationship go. But sometimes it just may take just some understanding of the person's personality.
Absolutely. Well, with the title of the Psychic Love Lady, it kind of would make me think that you specialize in love relationships. I've been approached
My purpose is the love. My purpose is love. That's why I chose that name.
your life purpose. That's very good. Cheating questions, I agree with. They're very hard because someone could be unfaithful in their mind by lusting after someone at work or a movie star or whatever, whatever. And so sometimes it was very difficult to see a physical versus imagination person. And I always tell my people, mm-hmm. what you know is what you know until you, what you know you don't know until you know. Sometimes we fabricate, and it's only an imagination. You cannot, and clearly I'll restate that. There have been divorces that have been upheld in court because someone had an affair over Facebook or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that that's really true. Unfaithful in the mind is as unfaithful as in person. But I think what you're talking about is women calling in, wanting to know if someone's unfaithful, physically unfaithful. And unfaithfulness comes in all forms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I want to announce that I have my assistant who's waiting online, and I'll bring her on in about 10 minutes. We're going to discuss something quickly, not to take too much from Rebecca, but last week I was under the weather from a sinus problem, so this week I want to spend just a couple minutes talking about prediction. So I want to go to the first person that's on hold. Oh, I just lost somebody, so dial back in. Let me think what the area code was. I looked at it, and I apologize. So do call back in, and you'll be up next, okay? And this is area code 267. Who's speaking, please?
Hello.
Hello there, dear. Who are we talking to?
My name's Crystal.
Hello, Crystal. And what state are you calling from?
From Pennsylvania.
Oh, you kids get late over there. Well, probably 9:15, actually. Whatever. Oh, there you are. Okay, young lady. I see you come in again. So we'll get back to you. We'll get to you, 989 area code, in just a minute. Well, Crystal, what questions do you have for Rebecca or me?
I wanted to see if you could tell me anything about where a relationship's going and how Jerome's feeling about me.
Okay. Well, we've kind of settled in for one question. And Rebecca, that seems to be up your alley. And Crystal, you're going to be talking to Rebecca, and if Rebecca wants me to chime in, then so be. Rebecca, you want to answer this?
Yeah. Did you just end a relationship not that long ago with somebody? Or are you, like, off and on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you wondering if this is going to get any better?
Yes.
I don't see it getting any better.
Okay. I don't know if the relationship I'm talking about wasn't a committed relationship. I was in a committed relationship that went back and forth with my son's father. This guy that I'm seeing now, I've kind of been seeing for a while, but it's never been committed.
Does he have brown hair?
They both have blackish hair.
Okay, so it's in the darker family. Is that the one you're seeing now?
They both have dark hair.
They both have dark hair.
Yeah.
Can you give a first name?
First name's Jerome.
For which man, though?
Yeah, which man? Which one's Jerome?
Jerome is the one that I'm seeing now.
Okay, that is not the father. Okay.
I think that it's just too new into the relationship, and you guys still have a lot to learn about each other.
Okay.
And you need to open your heart more and trust more. You keep it closed down too much. So what happens is you're kind of pushing them away.
Okay.
Do you get anything, Nancy?
You know, the father of the child, of course, he's in your picture, in your life with the child. And I'm going to be real careful. I feel like you have emotions for the father, and this will come and go. But I wish I could hold you and hug you when I say to you, I don't want to have any expectations that this man being in your life on anything other than just being the father of your child. I have to see him moving on and marrying something and being with somebody else. Marriage can be a commitment of any kind. The man you're with, I feel like he's a sensitive soul. Though he shows very masculine, he could give hurt feelings. You may turn your shoulder to him and not give him what he thinks he wants, not just sexual. So it's like you're still learning, just like Rebecca said, you're learning how to have a relationship. So I'm going to be real careful about how you deal with this one. What, I would ask yourself, what am I really wanting? Do you really want to be committed to somebody and have issues? Do you really want, you have to get to a place of meaning in it. What do you want in a relationship? And parlay that into your life. If the man you're dating now, is that someone you really want in your life? It's not like he has to open up also, but both of you are kind of like in a fighting ring trying to figure out how to do a relationship. So I think both of you kind of need to step back and both of you ask, what are we wanting? Right now, you're young, even though you already have a child, they have no expectations, enjoy each other's company. And that's really hard for a woman who has a child because sometimes we are wired, hardwired. Because I have a child, I have to settle in. I don't want to take time to date. You've got to get that out of your head. God created the word dating for a reason. You're okay with that. Okay, sweetie. Good luck.
Right, thank you. Thanks for
that. That's really hard. Yeah. And then I think this is a gal that was, let's see if it is. Take a second for the screen to move. Oh, okay. A 989 area code. Who's this?
This is Marianne.
Hello, Marianne. Were you the lady that fell out a couple of times?
No, I wasn't. I wondered too. You were in Tucson at one time, and now you moved.
I just moved up the road just a little bit, closer to Phoenix. I'm in a town called Maricopa.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I'm in Green Valley, and I kind of was wondering if you were ever going to come to Tucson.
There, I lived there for 3 years. You know, there's a time and a place. I met some very interesting people there, including Professor Gary Schwartz, and just amazing, amazing intellect in the paranormal. So I think that the universe kind of will twirl us around to make us go to where we need to be.
My question was, my husband passed away a year ago in November. I was wondering if he had any messages for me.
Okay. Just give me the... Oh, last November? You mean like 3 months ago?
No. It was a year ago in November, last November.
Okay.
So it's a year and a few months.
I'm going to try to get his attention. Okay, so just let me do this. Do you remember a woman in his life, a mother, someone who was close to him being a large-bodied woman?
That was close to him?
Yeah, in spirit. A woman greeted him. I mean, he thinks his mother. When he opened his eyes on the other side, he saw a heavier woman. Who was that?
Yeah, it wouldn't be his mother because his mother was a thin-framed woman. It could have been my mother or he was very close to my mother.
Okay, so that would be a mother figure. I'm trying to get
or it could have been his aunt. He was real close to his aunt. He was real close to my mom.
Did one of the, which lady had the big hiney and hips?
Had the big hips?
Yeah.
I would say that would more be his aunt.
Okay, she was the one, I'm trying to be politically correct when I said this. So I do feel like she was larger. So, very fine, great feelings. I'm so happy to have visited you. Hold on a minute. And so I feel like he's been with her. I don't know if you remember she had light eyes or not, but I'm getting a sense of a pretty face. And they had spent a lot of time. He did seek out a relative. I'm trying to get him to answer me. A relative that had been in the Air Force or something he called very close to him, bonded very close to him. He's a tall, thin man, and he had been a plane pilot. So you have to think about that. And he was a very thin man. Catch-up time, a lot of tears, spent time reminiscing. Do you remember who this is? Was that his dad?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so you're off the air.
He was in the Navy, so it was everybody connected. He didn't have any friends in the Air Force.
Got to remember, the Air Force and Navy worked together. This is, I have to tell you what a pickup, because that,
okay.
I can't doubt
yep.
it. He's showing me, this is really funny, so slow with this. He shows me the scarf wrapped around the neck and the long pants and jacket, and they're very light in color. What color that is, I don't know. I suspect because it's a man of light blue. So look through the family pictures to find him. This is a very good friend of your husband's. The feeling I'm getting from him, and I don't know if this is a message or not, is a catch-up. I've been catching up. I've been very emotional about the people that I have missed. I do feel like he's been around at least twice, and most recently just within weeks. Did you have a paranormal experience just within a few weeks?
No, my daughter kind of had something that she couldn't find her gloves, and my husband was kind of a jokester, and she is, like, real precise, and she doesn't lose anything. She's not like me. And for a week, she couldn't find her gloves. And when she opened her car door, they were laying right there on the floor, and she had pulled out the car over and over again. And
I'm hearing the laughing.
I thought maybe that would have been him, because he was close with my daughter.
And how recent was this episode?
This was a month or so ago, month and a half ago.
I want to say probably within 3 to 4 weeks, because he wants me to say something really soon. And when you said that, I heard laughing. So he says, I've been doing it, and she's the first one to notice. So he has been doing this more, but the gloves were so pronounced. So the way to know him is that he will do things, and it's odd or awkward. So you have been getting messages from him, I want to be remembered. So he'll pop in as often as it takes for him to get you to know that he's around. Okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because I haven't had anything, you know. I thought maybe he would give me something about somebody that was there that I knew, but...
you've got to remember, we're on the air, and I can only give you 3 to 4 minutes. So you've caught me where I can get abroad, but I can't get positive.
I had thought about getting a reading, you know.
Well, okay, so my website is my name. So there, go to nancymatz.com or .net, hon. What's your first name again?
Marianne.
Well, Marianne, I look forward to talking to you in private, and maybe we can talk more, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Best of luck to you, Daryl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so, all right. I appreciate those people calling, and we lost another person, so if that one please calls back, and we'll be on track with that one again. Number went on, came up and left really quickly. Let me give you the guest call-in number, 347-205-9071. And that's the guest call-in number. And Rebecca, just hold on a minute. I want to bring Bridget on just for a few minutes, because we want to just talk about predictions real quick. Hello,
no
dear.
No problem. Hello, Miss Nancy. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, just fine. And in the chat room, those of you who are not on the computer, I know our show gets listened to. I may get as many downloads as people in chat room, and not all of them are logged in the chat room either. A week ago, I was under the weather. I've been dealing with a sinus thing that is very common in desert areas, I guess. I didn't know. And I had a couple of incidences the week before. I had a chance to do some predictions, following up the predictions of the first of the year. And a few of them have happened. And Bridget, I think you've kept on track of a couple of them. Are you going to talk about those two, and you're going to bring up Connie's?
Yes, I'm going to bring up Connie's first, and that is because a lot of people are familiar with it, and it's ongoing and fresh in everyone's mind. And it was quite amazing to hear, especially from Connie, and then when Nancy was talking to me directly. And this one has to do with the recent death of Whitney Houston. Now, Nancy was feeling kind of off weather and wasn't feeling that great, and she was talking to her friend Connie. And Nancy, if you wanted to give more details about what you were feeling and things of that nature to describe that to others, what you were picking up, and then we can fill in maybe talking about what you actually seen, since most of us don't know yet, the coroner's report, the coroner's report has not been released yet. So this kind of goes into Nancy's prediction plus beyond. So it would be very interesting to keep abreast of this. So I'll turn it over to you, Nancy.
Oh, my gosh. You know, over the years, people wanted me to do readings. And a lot of times, it's readings of future events. And I just have had a wonderful opportunity to join a bookstore to do readings, like you've seen probably all over the nation. And the owner of the store said, just do predictions, just do the future. And I went, wow. Well, it got me in a mindset. So I started realizing that if you pay attention to how you feel every day, you may be picking up a larger prediction. I stay away from larger predictions. You know why? Because every day I do my life, and it's individual predictions I do, not world events. So when I had an opportunity, KFPK in Sacramento asked me to do predictions on the show. I sat down and did a whole bunch of them. So it put me in that mindset. So I started having more. Was it 1 week or 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, Phil Witt, another psychic in another state, Iowa, I believe, we were doing the show, and I did some predictions. And Bridget's going to talk for a couple, and I can talk for a couple that happened within the week. Well, that made my mind open again to future events. During the week, the early part of 1 week, I started feeling as though you would walk into a fog bank, but thick. Think about walking into a dense cotton ball. It hits my whole body. It feels like I've walked from one room to another. The room I'm in has the window open. The room I walk into has been closed up, and it's like walking into a tomb. The air hits you like a wall. And I thought to myself, as I'm beating it from me, I almost feel like I want to push it. And I thought, well, it's sure amazing. It's like I felt really sad with it. And so I thought, well, it feels like a lot of people are going to be really unhappy. And then I say to myself, well, you know, we can do predictions, and we could be a week or a month off and not even know it. So I was talking to a friend of mine in California, and I was telling her of this intending feeling of grief and unhappiness. And she goes, do you have an idea when? And I go open and went, soon? Soon? Very soon. And she called back 2 days later, yelling into the phone at me, have you seen the news? And I watched the news. It could be on all day, and I wouldn't even listen to see it. I just have it on, and something catch my eye. Well, the day she asked me, I was busy. Had not. And she yelled in the phone that Whitney Houston had died. And I said, wow, it's only been 2 days. She yelled at me, it's only been 2 days when you gave me that prediction. Like I said, I sometimes want to stay away from world or national predictions, because how does that help our lives? It doesn't affect you or me. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to cook meal with it. You know, I'm going to think about the clothes clean, knowing a prediction's coming. I'm sure that people might pick up something like it did when the King of Pop died. I mean, we can't stop it. So it's very frustrating to me, but I did pick it up, and I think it's because there are so many people involved. A high level of emotional distress. With that, the first hit I got was drugs, D-R-U-G-S. Well, she was and did have a serious drug situation. And what I wasn't aware of was Dr. Drew on TV said, people who have been drug influenced for so many years, the body organs don't work well. And I think they may find out there were drugs in her body, but not necessarily, I'm not sure if they're illegal or not. They might have been prescription, but because her body couldn't tolerate the level of drugs that she had in her system that maybe you and I could, it killed her. Whether, you know, I just feel like that's what we're going to find out. So the word drugs was given to me across the stream. Now, the other thing, a few days ago, about 3 days ago, I felt the same thing. And I said to somebody, and if it's you, Bridget, or Connie listening, that I felt like we were going to have an earthquake, and it felt like the Northwest. Yesterday or this morning, there was a huge avalanche that killed some people. Now, I could have picked that up as an earthquake. So I'm going to say that I came pretty close on that, but it was not a landmass. It was a snowmass. So that's how it feels, because I paid attention. People say, how do you do readings? How do you do predictions? You have to feel how your body feels different. Bridget?
Yes, I was going to say that Phil, that is actually Phil with that you did speak of, he mentioned the fact that what you were talking about, the earthquakes, and they think it was from, he thought it was drilling from Youngstown, Arizona, and then he goes, oh no, Nancy said it wasn't from the drilling, but you also actually talked about Alaska as well with earthquakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's coming. And just recently, they've been feeling rumblings under a volcano up there.
And that's in Alaska you're speaking of?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, one that I predicted that came true within a few days was I said industry is going to come back to the United States. And then Monday or Tuesday paper, a company announced it was moving from China, coming back into the United States.
Yes.
And that was on the next day paper. I think there was one more. Bridget, can you remember what that one was?
Actually, I cannot. I do remember the one that we were just, the two that we did just spoke about, excuse me.
Well,
but,
the one thing that really, really intrigued you was the new vehicle. People also ask me, how do I do predictions and get the times right? You can't. What I find very amazing, there was a lady I aligned myself with, Eileen Garrett. She died in the 70s, and she was a newspaper, not publisher, but she was involved with the newspaper. And she was a psychic, like we are, and she could get a prediction that she sometimes would see the newspaper. And I thought that was amazing. Edgar Casey says one of the frustrations of what he did, it doesn't come with a time and date. What I get is newspapers, but I can't see the date. So I saw a newspaper picture with a man, a mayor, I expect some of authority, holding a license plate with a person standing next to a vehicle that will be well known in all the major taxi service groups, of a small vehicle that would be run by either powered by a motorcycle engine or a foot pedal. It's very small, like a rickshaw. And I think that is coming. And it could be because of the spike in gas, the cost of vehicles, or just the movement of people. The way we view that is going to be different.
And I think you're absolutely right. I definitely think it's going to be out of maybe the gas issue, because just as today, I was listening to the news as well, Nancy, and gas prices went up again. So, yeah, I think people are going to start seriously looking at different alternatives, and that just may be one that is going to be coming up here real soon. I know I got excited when I saw something similar. But like you, I cannot see. And so I sent Nancy a picture and said, is this it? And she was like, no, but it's kind of close.
Yeah, more modern looking. Well,
yes.
This has been fun. Thank you for taking your evening to join us.
Oh, it's not a problem. I just wanted to let everyone know Nancy and I will be putting out some CDs. So that will be coming up here real soon. I'll have a website set up to that with a PayPal link, so that way everyone can listen to them. They have listened. I mentioned it in the chat. Some people are quite interested. They're going to be on CD format and also MP3 format. So look for that coming up next, and that will be just like having Nancy right in your living room on demand anytime or even in your car on your way to work. So keep us informed. Go to nancymatz.com, sign up as a subscriber, and we'll keep you updated.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for mentioning that. All right, Bridget, yeah, you want me to put you on hold?
Just put me on hold. I'll put me on hold, and I'll listen to the show. Thanks so much, guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, the guest call-in number, area code 347-205-9071. Well, everybody, it's been really fun talking to Rebecca, and I encourage you to call in and give her some questions. And it would be very fun if she were to tell us some of her predictions, since we just covered about it. Maybe you would have an idea of a prediction of your own. So I'm always open to say what's new out there, and it's very hard. I've done a lot of predictions, but it's just as strange and amazing as giving a psychic reading, even predicting a romance. So Rebecca, what do you think about all that? Have you done any predictions that you'd like to speak about?
I really don't try to discuss the world. I don't do
absolutely
predictions like that
and
in the world.
Your client is, and then the client is
I never really thought about it, I guess. I'm not really a news person. I don't read the newspaper. I don't watch news. That's just me, though.
No, it's how you need to do your world, your life. People are always asking me, you did this, you did that, with predictions, as though to validate that I'm a psychic in the first place, that I talk to dead people. I think predictions, there are people who, I have psychic friends who have websites, and they do predictions of only the ladies and gentlemen of the media. Who's going to have a baby next? Who's going to get divorced next? I don't find that as interesting as some other people might. If I were an actress, maybe I would know. Well, I know if someone predicted my outcome of a situation. But to do predicting of your personal life is because we're connected to you energetically. And so when Rebecca and I clue in, Rebecca's what I call a natural. If you use any cards, I'm not aware of it. I don't think so. And you can ask for card readings. Yeah, but you can also ask people for card readings. And we will do predicting of a situation. But that doesn't mean that we can predict the world. We have to be introduced to thinking about it. And so sometimes when I think about it, I go, well, how would I connect? Well, the interesting thing is that in my life, I may connect with someone who is directly affected. Say I lived I was living in Sierra Vista, and a young woman called, and she had a terrible event, and there had been a mine collapse, and she wanted to know who was going to survive, and it was very difficult because all I saw was black, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, no one survived. And I thought to myself, if someone had called me and said, well, we're going to have a mine cave in, I wouldn't know where to start. Do you know how many mines are in even just Utah, just one state?
Yeah.
So sometimes when people ask us to do predictions, I say, well, maybe I need to be connected to someone who will be affected. I actually have clients in Alaska. I actually have clients in almost every state. Not every state, because people
mm-hmm.
call me and then they move. But I have to be associated somehow energetically to their life, because in their lifeline, they are affected. And then their emotionality will be flaring up. I hook onto that, and then I could see a prediction. So when I was talking about
mm-hmm.
a particular place that Phil Witt had been associated because he had family, I could tell by his family's reaction to super future events. So, Rebecca, how about if we give you some time to talk? We just went off track a little bit, but I promised I would be on the phone to show tonight and just cover a little bit about predictions. People are very, very curious about how that's done, as well as what are you, Nancy, how can you do what you do? And unfortunately, the woman that called about a deceased husband, that's kind of not the question I was thinking I'd be answering for anybody tonight. My mind was on love. mostly relationships and maybe your house. And I'm always grateful that people know how to find me. But Rebecca, how about giving you the floor for another few minutes and talk about, you can talk about your journey during life and how you became interested in house cleansings if you want, or I'm inviting people to call in, and it's Monday night. Maybe there's something good on TV that's holding up people from calling. Go ahead, dear.
I would walk, like I said, I'd walk into a house, and it would just talk to me. It would just tell me why it's feeling the way it feels, why it's bogged down. I also deal with depression off and on in my life, and when I get depressed, I'm very unorganized in my head, so my outer is unorganized too. And I've attracted shadow people into my home. Yes. They do interact with you if you allow them to. If you make it known that you know they're there, they will walk up to you and try to interact with you. They just don't feel very good, and then I don't know exactly what they are, or if they're just a lower vibrational, or I mean, I know they're lower vibrational, but I don't know exactly where they come from.
Oh, there's so many theories. Theory is interdimensional beings from one dimension to the other. Dr. Matako thinks that we coexist with multiple dimensions and parallel universes like Stephen Hawking. So the shadow people are more visually seen, more solid than what we would call spirit kind. When I see spirit people, it's what they can remember of their bodies. A shadow, it's almost like thick smoke. Have I seen one? Thought I did. So sometimes I don't know. I don't call them silhouettes or imprints. I call them living beings. I think that sometimes as you would see something out of the corner of your eye and not know what it is, I have a thinking that maybe we're bleeding through or we're blending universes that are too close, and someone on that side may see something and walk up to it because you look like a shadow person to them. Disruption in the home and the vibration of the residence or where you are can be so destructive as to break down the barriers of solidness. So I feel like that is a true problem. And so what she does is cleanse the area, and she'll up the vibration of the interior walls and furnishings maybe, or solid structures like this, whatever is in the house. I'm thinking of the washer and dryer, but they kind of shake all the time, maybe throw a refrigerator. But I do believe that everything is alive, and if you go up and you put a young man smashes his hand against the refrigerator, then that is an ouch. I would love to have Band-Aids 10 inches long. And when I drive or go somewhere and that energy is so disruptive, I'd like to put a big Band-Aid on it. I treat this kindly, please, until it heals. Because to me, it's wounded.
Yeah, in order to clear the energy in your home, you have to work on yourself as well.
I'm interested in doing some work with a friend, put a book together, put a lecture together about the possibility that we all collect a hitchhiker at some time. Hitchhiker that connects to a healthy, emotionally healthy, spirited person can't stay. But if you're emotionally unhealthy and you happen to attract a hitchhiker, that's a spirit that wants to cling to somebody for all kinds of reasons. If you're not emotionally healthy, then what you do is you bring that into your home also. Your home will go, oh, I don't feel well, and it can stay. So when people need physical healing, when people need emotional healing, you can fix it by dealing with it at the moment. You think you do. But if you don't keep it up, then you may call Rebecca day after day, week after week. It won't fix the problem if you don't fix the people creating it.
Exactly.
So if you do ask for her, thank you. So if you do ask for her services, maybe you need to look at how you could be more emotionally healthy. And a lot of times, I think we all go through periods. It could be for a variation, boss you don't like, or someone who you think don't like you, or maybe you've had a squabble with someone in the family and it keeps on going. your vibration can be off because you're no longer in the Tai Chi balance, yin and the yang. You're no longer in balance with your own mind. You're in discord. That can attract negative energy. You don't just leave it where you attract it. You bring it home with you. So if someone were to clean your environment, you also want to get to a place of saying, how do I handle which upsets my mind, which then upsets my energy and how I vibrate. So with that, if you look up, and she'll give her website, spell it for you. If you find your house in disharmony, if she can describe and help you clean it out and you feel better, then be observant that what puts you in a more negative place to create it in the first place. Okay? So, Rebecca, again, before the show's out, while we have a little time, do me a favor and spell your name real clearly. And this is where she...
Rebecca.
Where did you?
Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Medley, Medley.com.
That's great. Thank you very much for explaining that. Go ahead and explain to the audience. We have time here tonight, and I know all your... You did a wonderful Facebook. I had a lot of people saying they were going to show up tonight. So what may happen is the time zones confuse people. I'm Mountain Time at 6 o'clock. Pacific Time is 5. So why don't you promote yourself and tell people the areas you like to talk about and how you do your readings.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
you have a family. People should know you have two kids there.
Now the one child came in with cotton candy, so now they're all throwing fits.
Wow. Talk about disharmony. Get that kid, woman. Children can cause disharmony in their home, too. But I think they also need to know how to take a breath. I tell people when people are in disharmony, I'll just stop and take a breath. And sometimes when you monitor how you breathe in, monitor how you breathe out, you'll find, even telling a child, I want you to stop and just calm your voice and breathe in and breathe out. You cannot be mad if you can't think of what you're mad about because you're thinking how to breathe, everybody. So that's how you calm down. Rebecca's had a lot of life. She's a young woman. We don't want to go into a lot of details because you just don't know. But she's had a lot of life, and she's very experienced in a lot of different areas. So for just a few minutes, I'd like her to share with you, so you give her a call for a session, what her expertise is and what she likes to talk about. Okay, Rebecca.
I prefer to be called during the day when the kids are at school.
What did you say? Say it one more time.
I said I would prefer to have people call you while the kids are in school.
What time zone are you in?
Pardon?
What time zone are you in?
I'm central. It's going
You're
on 8 o'clock
time.
Here.
Okay, so that could be a clue, everybody. Call during the day if possible. Or make an appointment when she knows the kids are going to be asleep. Go ahead, dear, and tell people what you like, what you feel is a good specialty of yours.
What do I feel my specialty is?
Yeah.
I feel my specialty is to give you the tools to unblock what you would like to manifest in your life, whether it be money, love, relationship, career path, purpose, life purpose. I just tune in the energy and just give you tools to manifest, to get that ball rolling. Change isn't easy. Nobody likes it. And your mind sure tells you to stay where you're at because it doesn't like change.
I think that's a hard thing for people to want is to not want. They want change and they want it yesterday. I think that people are impatient. They can track to themselves what they're not asking for. One of the things that I found in my life, if you are into a space where you can manifest, be sure you know what you're asking for. Sometimes women will say to me, I want a man. I want to be in love. But they don't put on their list who they want. So they're asking for the universe to send the person who's the nearest to them.
And they're crappy usually.
Pardon me?
They're crappy usually.
Yeah.
When you're undecided or what you really want, they just send you anything.
Yeah. I do believe that the universe has a sense of humor. And there's times it doesn't make our life easier to know that. I have found, and I was telling everybody, that Rebecca, who I've known for a while, she will give you the tool. I do believe that if you are serious about something, you have to put it in your mind almost every day. And so I think that we need, if you're in disharmony because of a bad breakup, and your mind is so cluttered with unhappiness, that if you ask for somebody without talking to somebody like us and get the tools to ask for the right kind of person for you, then you're going to get who you want, and then you deserve who you get.
And it won't happen overnight. And it may take a year or two for that person to come to you, but that person will come to you when you're ready.
Well, they've been under the assumption they're standing around waiting. More likely, you may attract somebody who's still in the life event themselves and are not free to be free. And I do believe that the roads that parallel you with the one you will get, there are roads that will bring them together. But if you're not ready, or that individual's not ready to join with you, then time will push it out. I just happened to deal with somebody, and I said, not only is time difficult, but I think that one or both of you can push it out and say you're not ready. And that road that would have come together from being in a parallel position could touch, but both of you could be expelling energy to make it not happen when it's supposed to. I feel like if there's free will, it is very limited. It is very limited. One of the free will issues that can happen is we could push out an event that should have happened. So you may have to ready yourself on many levels. And whether it's me or Rebecca understands this concept and has worked with it for a long time. And I say, you know, for my younger ladies, you know, Rebecca would be a good choice. Rebecca, we're just about ready to go off the air. Why don't you give you both of your websites one more time?
It's thepsychiclovelady.org and rebeccamedley.com.
That's great. Well, it's been lovely having you on. I'm going to put a song on the air. It's about a minute and a half, and then that will be the end of the show. One of my favorite, I have to clean up the song just a little bit, everybody. It's called The Meaning of Life. And as soon as I get it going, I know you'll instantly recognize the movie. Well, Rebecca, it's been lovely having you, and I wish you the very best.
Yes, thank you.
It's very fun. It's very fun. And just love life and all those children of yours. And, Bridget, I'll call you back in a few minutes. All right, everybody.
Okay.
The Meaning of Life. Here we go.
What's the point of all these hopes? Is it the chicken and the egg time? Are we just yours? Something to say, or are we just simply spiraling coils of self-replicating DNA? What is our fate? Is there heaven and hell? Do we reincarnate? Is mankind evolving? Meaning of life.